escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Woody, that is always a fun morning to go down to Coral Gables. I agree with you. And, hey, high expectations again. Here we go. Ranked ninth yesterday in the coaches' poll. Open against Notre Dame at 5. And college football, I know we rip a lot of things about college football right now. And a lot of people, especially old schoolers. The old schoolers are really struggling with a lot of things. Have you noticed? Old schoolers, like the thing, the way they used to be. And I wanted to get into that today. But listen, college football got one thing right. The best teams playing each other, like a 1 and 2 playing each other. Whether they're really number one or and number two, we'll find out. Texas at Ohio State, which just, it sounds sexy as hell to me, right? With
yeah,
Arch Manning
and
Jeremiah Smith out of Chaminade Madonna, who is just – absolutely freak of freaks athletically.
Should I not feel bad for Arch Manning? I've never seen the pressure put on a kid like this. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is like a LeBron-level pressure they put on this kid's shoulders, right?
They have. There's no question. But I will tell you, he was a 5-star.
I know.
He was a top-ranked player in his high school. He is.
But you know how that goes, man. That
I can't help who his grandfather and his two uncles are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the deal. Like, you are in the quarterback family of the National Football League. It's you. And so, hey.
They're going to be expecting him to carve up
get
that Ohio State defense on game one.
Yeah, on the road.
Yeah, that's tough.
On the road.
That's tough.
Hey, they've obviously got a very good team, or they wouldn't be number two in the country. You know, when they do these rankings, I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt that everybody looked at the NIL, the transfer portal, the recruiting classes, and all the other things that make up who's returning on your team.
I think to an extent, I think there's a lot of brand recognition, too, in those.
I mean, there is some.
Let me ask you, people that are voting.
Are you going to go to the Notre Dame? Like, Notre Dame played in the final game.
I think the people that vote in these things, there's no way they know every roster top to bottom. I mean, there's no one that's that knowledgeable.
Like, look at – they're not that far off, whatever they did. They might be wrong, and there might be a team that, like Florida State, dropped off the face of the earth last year. Yes, that – and there will be
Florida
some
State
teams
got
to drop.
4 votes. I want to say – I think it was 4 votes to win the ACC.
Yeah,
I think Miami got 7, if I'm not mistaken. So I got to vote in that thing, by the way.
Okay.
And I'm – you know, I sit here and admit to you, Joe, I don't know every ACC roster from top to bottom. They had me rank every single team in the conference.
Like, right. Hey.
I mean, who the hell knows? I don't
but
know.
Does it really matter? I mean, it
no,
gives us something
no.
to go on. It hypes up these games a little bit. Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, UM, Clemson, and LSU.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not surprising that they made those teams 1 and 2 when they know they're going to play each other.
Yeah, well, so, Ohio State won it all.
Business.
Last year, and
shocking, I think they said it's the first time that 1 and 2 are playing in
to start a season.
Week. Yeah,
yeah. Seems like I was thinking about this last night. In Florida State, Miami, it wasn't
so,
first but... game, but Florida State, Miami played each other early. And then one team that lost, I think, went on to win the championship, if I'm not mistaken.
They loaded it up for that opening weekend.
God, those are great games.
Games every day there.
That's part of the Orange Bowl I'll miss. There's been a lot of great parts of the old Orange Bowl, but some of those UM, no matter what time they were, where people were passing out in the stands on an early game and it just hot as can be, and it was just a hell of a game full of great players. So I want to get in the old school thing. I was just thinking about all the complaining about – I get a lot of complaining about college football. It's probably number one. NBA, also the salaries are driving everybody nuts. The money, you know, the guys that as they get older, like, really? That guy's making $55 million a year now?
That happens every year in the NBA. They start
– Oh, no. They're only going up more. Yeah, they're only going up more.
Yeah.
So the other one is the NIL and the transfer portal. Basically, 1 year free agents, right? We always say that, and it's true. Hell, you're more than 1 year. I mean, you can free agent a couple times in 1 year, you know, if you want. So that's a big, like, you see the money that kid's making. It really, why can't they just get their education and that's enough? Give them a few bucks if you want. I go, well, we can just go to the old system where if you're really good, they just gave you a whole bunch of money under the table, the family and you. If you like that system better, then nobody knows about it, right? Nobody has to claim it or anything else. Yeah, and I get it, man. We have gone through the last few years. I never thought this was going to happen in college. So I remember sitting here with you on that July 1st when the world in college football and college sports changed, right? And I sat here like a dumbass going, you know, I think they're going to get $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 for the really good players. And I was thinking, man, that's a lot of money besides your scholarship, man. And you said, and I've given you credit since you said, Joe, this thing's going to explode. I went, how much? I didn't know quarterbacks were going to make $1.5 million, now $4 and $5 million a year. I didn't know college quarterbacks are going to make more than NFL quarterbacks, not starters, but other quarterbacks. Well,
they're up to what, 10? 11 is not like the top guys are making.
No, that's total contracts.
Total contracts.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to make sure we don't start spilling bad information out there. We get accused of that enough, right? Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Busy time going on.
You could tell, though, like ACC Media Day, you could tell there's like an old school and a new school. Like, you can tell who's on board and who's not. And the other thing, look, it's name, image, and likeness. It's not pay for play. That's where the thing kind of gets a little murky, right?
Well, so now the complaint is, and what's going to happen going forward, are they really doing anything for the money when this guy said he's going to have him doing stuff for his company?
But that's not who's making the payments, right? Isn't it coming through these collectives and all that?
Well, no, that's part of the money. Part of the money is going to be these companies, but they want it to be legit. Like, hey, you're going to give money to the university, and you own like 25 car dealerships. You're going to have them do something, or you're going to do some commercials, do some signings, or are you just like, no, I just want to give the money.
The issue, though, right, is that it's pay for play, not name, image, and likeness.
Well, it's half and half, Woody. I mean, the first $20.5 million, the school's going to dish out.
Okay.
And now we're finding out that in some budgets is like 30 or 40% of whole budget for the school, for the whole sports program.
Mm-hmm.
So we know they're going to make up a lot of money other places because they're not all of a sudden going to go, hey, got bad news on everything. Got to cut everybody back. That's just not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Anyway, besides all that stuff, we've got a lot of news, a lot of NFL news. Dolphins having a practice this morning. And by the way, I just want to say this to everybody. If you're looking for things to do with your kids this morning and you're going, well, I don't have to, screw the tickets, grab your family and just go out there. The ticket thing doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's supposed to. It sounded great when they did it, like people would just grab free tickets, and you go, okay, they grabbed all the tickets. And then they realize, you know, a lot of people, when they get free tickets, I'm not going to go today. I will get these free tickets again and do it another time. Something else has popped up. So I'm just telling you, if you want to go out there today, because they're going to be gone for a couple weeks now with two games on the road coming up, Chicago and Detroit. This Sunday, Chicago, and then Detroit the following Saturday. So and they're going to be on the road the whole time. No coming home. I will be coming back. I'm going to fly back and do some shows here and get some stuff done. I made some commitments to be here in town. But then we'll be shooting back up. But then the Jacksonville week, they'll be back open for some practices. Do the same thing. If you want to go out there, go on out there and enjoy yourself. So forget those tickets. Tired of hearing about those tickets. And we sold. People grabbed all the tickets and then end up deciding not to go. That's
usually how it goes, right?
Yeah. If it's free, then. You know,
do they put a limit on? I mean, they must put a limit on how many you can grab.
Well, this the way I'm doing it, there's no limit. Just take your family and go out there.
And you're authorized to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Sort of.
Okay.
Probably could have done it.
Well, I just want to make sure, like, people don't show up at the door and they're like, Joe Rose sent me. And the guy, you know.
No, you tell them the Joe Rose, you want the Joe Rose special. I didn't look. I didn't get tickets. I didn't even look at tickets. I was out in this area. I got my kid with me. My ex-wife and I gave me the kids today, so I'm going out and we're going to watch practice before the Dolphins leave for Chicago.
Fair enough.
Not a bad plan. Not a bad plan. So we got preseason football getting ready to go here, man, Thursday, and we got all kinds of news because, boy, I'll tell you what, it looks like camps have changed a little bit since the new we're going to take it easy, make sure everybody's healthy. Now we've got a ton of quarterbacks going to start the first game, first preseason game, number one. I saw Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith, Kyler Murray. Those are just a few of the names that I saw. No, those guys are going to start. We're going to get off and get them in the game early and play. And then I've noticed, especially with Mike's practices, and apparently it's going on everywhere, practices are a lot more physical, not to mention a lot of teams are practicing right now against each other. With the five total practices they get, they're doing 1-1 and or 1-2-2 with different teams to get those practices in if they want to use all five. So things are a lot more physical and getting more work in and not worrying so much about. Somebody also told me they want to get it in early in case guys get a little banged up. They got a few extra weeks to get themselves if they do get injured. So I don't know, but it looks a little bit different. It does not look like the old school game at all, but you are seeing teams that realize they got to be more physical. They need to work live, especially on the line of scrimmage. Those guys need to work. That was kind of the theme with the Miami Dolphins and everything else. By the way, so, I saw Ja'Marr Chase. He kind of pulled a Tyreek Hill a little bit here. It's always a one position, by the way, isn't it, Woody? It's always a wide receiver. So, Ja'Marr Chase was asked about on a podcast about Josh Allen and his quarterback, Joe Burrow, and the difference and everything. Can you imagine when they say something like, oh, that's easy. Like, Joe can do everything, and, you know, Joe's prepared. He can check to the right play. And he said, but no, Josh Allen's a different deal now. You got to prepare. When you go game plan, you got to worry about Josh Allen. That's the guy you got to worry about. He can do this. He can do that. And with Joe Burrow, they worry about his receivers. That's what they got to worry about. I know I'm guessing he didn't mean it the way it came out, but he's like, hey, man, Joe Burrow's got some really good receivers. Josh Allen doesn't, and Josh Allen can take off and run. Igar runs a little bit, excuse me, but he doesn't run anything like that guy, Josh Allen. So that was kind of the message, and you could see her kind of looking while she's doing the podcast like, I don't know what to say to all this stuff. This is kind of a crazy one.
I will tell you, Josh Allen doesn't need any more stroking after that Hard Knocks last night. My God, man.
What'd you think it was going to be about? No, I'm just asking you. What'd you think it was going to be?
I got you. Guys, MVP. That was next level. I mean, the entire hour was.
Just him?
They put like one guy, one offensive lineman or whatever he was.
Yeah.
Like, he races cars or something, and they had that guy in there for like a minute. The rest of the show, the entire show.
They don't take like some of the top rookies and follow them home with their girlfriend or wife.
Not really, man. So the thing that's interesting, though, too, is like they travel. It was like 75 miles they go for camp. So they're not really home.
Wow, I didn't realize a lot of teams still doing that.
I think they said there was five teams left that do that.
See, Dallas leaves the state. They go to California.
Seems good. I mean, Josh, he said he loves it, but I don't know. A lot of expectations for that team, though, I'll tell you.
I got to tell you, man, I enjoyed going to camp with all the other guys. I mean, it is the ultimate male bonding. I mean, it is.
Well, it's good the Dolphins are getting away, right?
Oh, this stuff's good. No, this stuff is good. It breaks it up. They'll go against some different guys. All that stuff is true. All that stuff, run your routes, use your techniques, all your moves, blocking. You've been going against the same guys, and however, back and forth, and who wins one play might not win the next play. But, yeah, legs all of a sudden feel a little better when you see a different uniform, man. Your legs get a little bit fresher. So we'll get into some of that stuff. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we got a bunch of topics to get to here this morning. This thing about who starts and who's in the rotation – It's really overblown. It really
don't tell
is.
ESPN that.
I just
all I heard driving in this morning last night.
I just the quarterback. Listen, quarterback competitions are open, including probably the biggest competition that's going right now is the one that the Dolphins are going to open with the Indianapolis Colts. They're going to rotate these guys, Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, until.
You ever seen that, by the way, where they go? They already have a plan for both preseason games, for two games?
No, I think they do that a lot, Woody. I don't think
really?
they
yeah,
go.
That seemed
they got a lot of time,
man,
to sit up in meetings, man. I always say that when people go, what is this team doing? I go, well, I'd calm down. If it's anything like our coaching staff, that man would meet until like 11 at night, and they go over everything.
It's also strange, too, though, you look at Indianapolis. Those quarterbacks are different players. Right, like they play a different game, the two of them. Don't you have to like spend at least a decent portion of camp like tailoring your offense to one of them?
Well, that just tells me that the guy they're really counting on, they're not so sure about. That's how I look at it. Anthony Richardson, they can't count on him. I don't know how much better he is as a passer, but the thing about him, he was a freak. He is physically, he can run, and he's a big guy. Now he gets hurt all the time. It's not Lamar and Josh and those guys who can run and stay healthy for friggin' 16, 17 games. This guy gets hurt a lot. And I think all that, and Daniel Jones comes in. Listen, Daniel Jones is making pretty damn good money to come in and get his career going again after the Giants dumped him. All right, we do have to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Colts and the Dolphins, but right now we got to figure out a way to put a 53-man roster together and see who's going to be on there. I see our writers down here already trying to get an early jump on the 53-man roster. I do want to tell you this morning about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T. If you're going through it right now, you don't have to. Not when you go to a place and this is what they do. This is what they specialize in, low T, your energy level. So people always, well, how do you know? You know, you're tired all the friggin' time. You're sitting around, you gain weight because you're saying, I don't have the energy to do it. But I'm still eating the same amount of food. That's good for 20 pounds you gain right there. Then second of all, hey, sex drive's not there. You feel foggy. You just feel out of it. Just don't. I'm telling you firsthand, I had ED and low T. I had the whole thing. And the sex drive completely gone, and it's like, well, you know, Joe, you're getting older. It's normal. I don't want it to be normal. I'm going to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I did 13 and a half months ago, and I got great results. Got the T, the PSA test, got it all done. Met with their professionals, and wow, can't say enough about 7 locations in South Florida, including a brand new one in Hollywood. They've got great people. They got great results. You're going to get everything. You sit down with them. They're going to put a program together specifically for you to have great results. But you got to set up that first appointment. I'm going to give you a phone number, 877-455-7300. Go in and talk to them. Let them do the testing and then give it a shot. AtlanticMensClinic.com. You can get more information on them. They're great at what they do. They're around the country. They do great work, and you're going to get great results.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Yeah, we're getting into a really good time. This preseason football, you know, it's good to see, and you got to be hardcore. There's no question about it, because a lot of the bottom half of the 90 players will play most of the preseason as teams try to figure out who can fill out that 53-man roster and potentially who can be on the practice squad. And do we need to go somewhere else? Some other guys were kind of watching on other teams and all those things. I'm good. Actually, I'm glad they cut back a game and now have three. And they have that week off in between, which allows everybody to get healthy. That might be a little banged up if the coach decides in the third preseason game he wants to play a few guys that he's counting on. So we've got that. What a story, though. Shedeur Sanders, who he's been a story since the draft. There's no question, dropping from the first round to the fifth round. And so he's going to start. He's going to start against the Panthers. And it's weird because he didn't want his dad to come because he hasn't been able to practice enough. And he's like, I don't get very many reps here. So I don't know if you know, why don't you just stay away, Dad? I don't want to see me not getting that much work. All of a sudden, a couple guys get hurt. And they're going, hey, Shedeur, we're going to start you, which is really weird. So at practice, he hasn't been. I'm guessing the last few days he got more work. But they just let him know, like, hey, man, you get first shot. You're first guy up with some other guys hurt.
Boy, that's a crummy situation for him, isn't it?
Yeah, and by the way, he's got to be going. You know those quarterbacks talk to. They're going, look at what I have to throw to. Oh, my God.
Isn't it amazing how far that guy fell off, though? I mean, it really is remarkable. He enters the season as, like, the top pick, right? Cam Ward's not even on the radar at that
no,
point.
No, he was, but there were some other guys up there. But you're right. There was a lot of Shador in that final list, yes.
Then it got to a point where it was like, all right, 1-2, Cam and Shador, and then this guy just plummeted, man.
Yeah, then the only thing that stayed and actually moved up was after the quarterback class just got ripped, though. Overall, it got torched, and couple of guys they thought got injured, including the guy playing. By the way, ironically, two of the guys they thought were going to be up there, one guy transfers to Miami and the other guy is the seventh round pick for Miami. You can't make that up. Two of the guys that were up there in the class, the guys that had a chance to really up their stock last year, and it didn't happen. So,
but I mean, is this going to be it for Shador Sanders? Like, he's going to play this game and that's going to essentially be it? Like,
I don't know. I got to tell you, Woody, you don't sound like you are. I'm kind of rooting for the kid to go out there and...
Oh, I don't have anything against the kid at all, man. I don't, you know, I know...
He just looks like a likable kid.
Yeah, he seems fine. I know everybody thinks he's... people the wrong way, but...
All right, so his dad, and
I don't care about that.
He didn't help it. He was, speeding a couple of times. But
I just think he's in a terrible situation. Like, I don't know what his path to being an NFL starter is.
Anybody that goes out and has four quarterbacks and tell them they all got a chance, and you got a little bit of everything, a guy that's like the oldest quarterback down to a guy that's a former first-round pick and hadn't worked out in his last two stops, mm-hmm. and then you draft two guys, like, yeah, you don't see that a lot.
I don't even know what his path to making the roster would be, theoretically, there, right? Like, he's
gotta
fourth
look good.
Quarterback. Joe Flacco, they already said, is like the for-sure starter. And they're not going to get rid of the other draft pick. So it'd be between him and Pickett, I guess.
Have you noticed, though, that nobody's really high in Kenny Pickett?
Well, because he's not good.
Well, I mean, the glove man goes to, right, went to Pitt, played for the Steelers. They draft him in the first round. And they went, we've seen enough. We're going to let you go. All right, then he gets to go to the Eagles and, you know, got to see that show. And now... Yeah, he's – I don't know.
You're going to see this weekend, I think, the most interesting of all the quarterbacks, this guy, Caleb Williams. He is really interesting, man.
Well.
Because he's got big shoes to fill with that other guy, the way he played last year.
You got to help these guys and in the right system.
I thought they did, though, last year. It looked like they put a lot around him. Or at least they tried.
Well, they redid the whole O-line this time. This old line, by the way, they did it before the draft. They went out and traded for guys and picked some free agents up, and they were dumping guys right and left going, nope, you weren't good enough last year. So they made a lot of changes on that Chicago Bears offensive line. But you're right. Listen, the guy's a first overall pick. Doesn't help when the number two pick plays really, really well, and we've seen that now in the last couple of drafts. Where the number two pick in the draft plays a lot better than number one, and that just adds to everything. Like, look at that. They got their guy. He's good. So,
I'm most intrigued by Cam Ward. I don't think Shador Sanders and all these other guys or whatever. Like, Cam Ward is intriguing, right? Because I've never seen a first overall pick.
Cam Ward might be in the same boat, man. You don't worry about coverage.
Nobody cares. Nobody seems to care over
Cam
there.
Cam Ward, they'll care if he – everybody's going to be watching, and I don't know how much he has around him. A team.
Probably not much.
You know, he's right? going to – and his makeup, we've been around him and see how tough and mature he is, and leadership's off the chart. But at some point, you got to have some guys to play with that can help you, you know. And so we'll see what that Tennessee thing is going to look like. We've got a lot of other stuff going on here that I wanted to jump on here this morning. We'll have a lot of stuff on the Dolphins coming up here. I know a lot of you listen for the Dolphins, and we're going to have a bunch coming up. So I was watching Little League Baseball yesterday. It's on during the day, so you turn it on. They got these games all over, right? And they're making their way to see who's going to be the final teams to go to the Little League World Series, and it's being played in other countries, and some of the international teams will be making their way over here too, and a team from Japan and a couple of other places will have a chance. But I always hear this. It pops up like, is this fair to a 5'3", 100-pound 11-year-old to be on national TV? And I used to hear this about high school football and all the games that are on national TV. And whether you're 16, 17, or 18 playing football, or you're 10, 11, or 12 playing in the Little League World playoffs and world on your way to the World Series, I think kids love being on national TV. I do. I think their families like it. I think the whole experience of bouncing around and watching, and I get it. It's a lot of pressure. And I don't know how the sports psychologists feel about putting young 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds under that kind of pressure. You know, when one state is representing, you know, and they're playing another state, and if they win, they go on to, you know, and yeah. I think they all like it. I think if you were to sit down and ask them all and ask their parents, they'd all be in. All of them.
Well, I know the parents are in.
I got to tell you, the high school, that used to be one, why are we doing this? Matter of fact, some of these guys now, they won't go to your school if you don't have a nationally televised game. They want to go where they can play against some of the best schools. This thing Broward County has set up, these games they've got coming up this month that they started a couple years ago, and you play the top five or six teams in Broward County. They're great, and they try to match them up by how good they are because they don't want blood. And they've ended up having a whole bunch of really good football games. Kind of kick things off. I forgot the name. What's it called? The Broward Kickoff, Woody? I'm not sure what the name. Those guys love that. Not only do they get to play, you know, and the ESPN picks up a couple of games that I believe are at St. Thomas Aquinas. Have a few of those games played there. But, yeah, man, there's players want to play on really good teams. And they know when you play on a really good team, you're going to have two or three games on national TV. They love it. Centrals and Northwestern, I don't know. They changed the rules over there, so I don't know what's going on. But I can tell you what, Chaminade, American Heritage Plantation, St. Thomas Aquinas, some of the other schools that Western gets on there sometimes, they love being on there, man.
Hey. I think that's different than Little League, though.
All right, so I mean, you got a
problem. Kids are young, man. I don't.
I'm asking you, don't give me that.
I'll tell you.
10, 11, 12, what do you think? They are young.
We just went through the baseball league for the 8-year-olds, and, you know, my son played in the final game. There's a lot of, you know, the parents are nutty, man. I know they seem to put a lot of pressure on the kids, so I don't know, like dealing with that at 10?
I think that.
I don't know. Maybe they like it.
The parent thing's a little different.
The parent thing is, to me, is the biggest issue with youth sports. Because the parents are so on top of everything and so
involved.
Yeah,
but this has to do with national TV. I'm just talking about these games being on TV every day. You're flipping over to crazy-ass parents.
Well, because I think the parents are the ones that put the pressure on the kids, right?
I got news for you. If you play on a team, there's going to be a crazy parent. In any sport, we can do them all. There's going to be one crazy-ass part-time parent or full-time parent. Somebody's going to be over the top. Guaranteed, it's been going on since I was a kid. Somebody goes over the top.
I don't know. You don't want to be the 10-year-old that blows the game on ESPN.
Well, that's
you imagine. Like,
so that's
you pull a Jazz Chisholm or something.
That's part of the. Well, that ought to make you feel better if you, for some reason, have a brain fart at 10 compared to making millions playing for the Yankees.
I mean, you want to be the kid that gives up the home run, you know, the pitcher or whatever that gives up the walk off. I mean, I don't know.
That's the argument. The argument is it damages these kids, and they shouldn't be in this under this kind of pressure where a ground ball with two outs and all you got to do is catch the ball and flip it to second for the force out, and it goes through your legs, and little Johnny's sitting on, and then they show the close-up, and he's balling, and all the guys run. I understand it. That's why I brought this up. And I know the high school football thing because they used to complain about that, and I said, stop. These guys love it. But –
it's just, I'm sure it's great for the winning teams, you know, the kids that make the plays, but I don't know. Could you imagine being a 10-year-old kid and you get Bucknered out there and you got to live with that? I don't know, that sucks.
I don't know. I
Or are we just going full old school and just tell the kid, hey,
Woody,
this is how it's going to be. Like,
you go down there, you watch. And by the way, they probably do get a hard time. You go back to school after this, and school starts up in a couple weeks, and there you are in, what, the fifth or sixth grade now at 10, 11, 12, and everybody's going, hey, Johnny, you're the one that made the air, man, or you guys would have won. Because, you know, kids will say dumbass things to each other, and like, wow, he had to bring that up, you know, and yeah. The kid has to go down. He's bawling a little bit, goes to the bathroom, he's getting the tears out. So,
hey, man, that's what happens. You play on ESPN in the middle of the day, and you got old guys watching.
The way, those guys and the old guys are watching.
I can't believe you watch that stuff.
I just had it on. She goes, I was watching the end of a game. It was really good. And she goes, the wife always puts everything in perspective. Why are you watching this? I said, I want to see how they handle their one out away from coming back down 3-0. And I want to see if they can finish this thing. She goes, they're kids. Hey, I love to see how everybody performs under pressure.
Joe, we've been ordered to discuss Wes Boca, by the way, to add them into the conversation here. So not just Broward, Wes Boca.
Wes Boca.
State champ.
By the way, if Wes Boca, I will not talk about Wes Boca till they give a big congratulations to Cardinal Gibbons for taking 9 or 10 of their players last year.
All right.
They loaded up fast.
Someone wanted that in
there.
Hey,
Wes Boca had a hell of a team last year. And I go, where do all those kids come from? And a lot of them go, I don't know. A lot of them saw a lot of those same faces at Cardinal Gibbons.
That school's way out there, by the way. That's where I would have ended up. But
hey, but here's the whole deal. Woody, here's the whole deal. That's welcome to the new world of you don't mind going 5 or 10 or 15 miles now to get to your new high school and where you're going and – you're now with your youth football coach goes over there with you, or it's one guy goes
and
he
recruits. Youth
sports have gotten
so nuts, man. And I hear parents, like, you know, kids a little older, the travel that they do.
I got to tell
you. Their not only their weekends, but.
These teams, again, we got 7 or 8 teams again in South Florida that are powerhouses. They have a chance to win just about against anybody. And kids want to play there. They talk. They know, oh, we got a position for you, man. You can play for us if you want to get off that team. And nobody wants to play on a team unless they think their team's got a chance to be really good. It's hard to find guys that will stay at that school. We've got to go to break here. I did not realize how late it is, man. We'll take a quick break.
You're very passionate about your little league.
No, I was just wondering because somebody said, I think it's disgusting that they have these.
They went to disgusting on you?
Yeah, they go, a 5'3", 100-pound, because they do the weight and size of them. Little Johnny's 5'3", 100 pounds, and he's 10 or 11 years old, and his ass is on national TV. I go, yeah, he must be enjoying being out there. Everybody back home can watch.
Yeah, until he strikes out in the bottom of the ninth.
That's the bad part.
Yeah.
It's either that strikeout on the last out with the bases loaded and you have a chance to win the game. It's the same, right? Or the shortstop. The shortstop, it goes under, or the guy drops a fly ball, and that would have been it, and you would have won 3-2, and, you know, and I get it.
Yeah.
And by the way, there is no question mom and dad have to deal with that after the game for 10, even a 12-year-old. I mean, let's not make a 12-year-old sound like he's a senior in high school.
The kids that lost that game, I was telling you about, like, the kids were devastated. I don't know who was more devastated, the parents or the kids, but there was a lot of crying going on.
I think that's all connected. You know, you go through the whole thing with your kids, and you know you got a good team, and you think you got a real good little league. Now put the all-star team together.
Well, how do you balance having fun and trying to make it serious? That to me is the issue, right? Like,
oh,
I don't like. I'm not trying.
You know how they have fun.
Kid and try to get them into the major leagues, but
you know how they have fun. They keep winning.
Yeah,
that's how they're having fun.
I just wonder how you balance that, like, between having fun and taking it really serious. Like that's the difficult.
So have you seen? I know we got to go to break, but have you seen when the manager or the coach, and usually he's got a son on the team, he comes out, he goes, "Hey, you guys, relax. Let's have some fun." Like most of those coaches are really good. They don't get all, like, hey, we need one out. We could do it. Johnny, you're pitching great. Just keep pitching. Guys, relax out there. This is fun, man. You're playing. We've already won a whole bunch of games. Let's just go out and win this, all right? Just
yeah, until his son makes an error and then he
No, don't be the Debbie Downer. No, well, no listen, had, man.
So
it's
all these
nice.
Coaches have like four or five teams now and they're all parents. So they all got all their kids are on. They have to have their kid on the team, right? That's the
well. Let me ask you. I always say this to everybody: bitches about the parent. Do you want to do it? Do you have full time to do it?
I signed up to do basketball. I can't. The baseball I leave to the experts.
Okay, that's my point.
I did sign up for basketball.
So I love when all the other parents complain about the one parent who's out there that wants to do it. Nobody else wants to do it. So one of the parents got to do it.
I'm trying to think of what kind of coach I should be, like what kind of temperament I should have. Like, should I be like Bobby Knight and throw chairs?
No, that's not you. You're a real introvert.
Like Phil Jackson and just sit
there.
This is
the most you talk since you've been back. You're an introvert. That's not your style. You'd have a...
So sit there like Phil Jackson, just like look at everything and like maybe eventually call a timeout at some point? Remember, you always used to make those guys just play through?
All right, listen, let's go to break. Now we're super late here. You done? All right, we got a lot more. Hey, Woody, a lot of time to talk this morning. A lot of time to talk.
You might hear from Len if you keep going late.
I haven't seen Len. Is he still working for the company? That's where we are on our boss. Is he still here? Hurricane season is here. Oh, my gosh. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got that old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing material with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. You can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a team of professionals there to answer all your questions and get the process started. They'll come out and take a look at everything. You can they just do great work, man. So if you're trying to go through another hurricane season hoping, well, just get rid of the word hope and go in there with Loctite Impact. They'll take care of everything you need. They're growing fast for a reason.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Man, we're starting to get rolling here. Can't wait. Tomorrow we'll be down in Coral Gables with University of Miami. I believe we have the president of the university, the athletic director, the head coach, and Tom Yamas, who now does the NBC Nightly News. Well, I used to work with down here. He's going to be down there. And we'll see what else we are able to grab down there. As first day in pads for a team, once again, has got high expectations to be much more balanced. We'll get our first look at Coach Heatherman and that defense, the pieces they've added to that defense, and then, of course, Carson Beck and his receivers. Boy, last year, I didn't know what to expect before the year with their receivers. Man, as a group, nobody in the country is more productive than that group. When you look at the tight end and top four wide receivers, which, oh, by the way, are all gone, either in the NFL or in camps with the NFL or transferred. So their top tight end, Arroyo, gone, and the four wides. So a lot of new faces will get a chance. I mean, it's a brand new group. Brand new group across the board.
Do you remember seeing Cam Ward for the first time last year?
I do.
That was quite a day, huh?
So he is running around.
So much better than I thought he was going to be.
Well, he's running around, and I go, well, that's good that he's running around so much, but you're not going to be able to run around in games like that. And
he did say that. I remember he
said that. And I was like, yeah, I probably would have got tackled on that one because you got let up during practice. You can't. You only get so close to the quarterback. You're not going to hit him. And so I was like, but it was a hell of a throw he made. I got to give him credit. That was still a great throw, whether somebody was there or not. And he did that all year. He made all those throws. He bought time and looks for big plays down the field. And that was fun to watch. That if you're a Miami Hurricane fan, and I know the disappointment of what happened towards the end of the year, especially Georgia Tech and Syracuse. But, man, I got to tell you, you can't say that wasn't fun to watch. That passing game was a blast. Now, you might have been frustrated on the defensive side. A lot of people were because it wasn't very good. And it got worse. Technique looked bad. Looked like it was full of broken coverages or just bad coverage. It was broken. It was broken by the end of the year. It was one of those where Cam Ward just goes out, Woody, and goes, okay, guys, we got to score every time we get the ball, okay? Every time we get it, we need to score to stay in this game. And so this year they feel a lot more balanced with the new coach. A lot of new guys, man. I got to tell you, one thing about Mario, if there's an area on the team that looks like it's got a weakness and he doesn't think that he touched on it, through high school recruiting and development, he will hit that transfer portal over and over and over again with the same guys at the same position to make sure he has depth. And so I'm expecting that secondary, to my point, to be a lot better group of players this year. We've got a lot of Dolphin stuff when we come back. We through 2 weeks here of camp now as they get set to practice today and leave for Chicago. We're going to have a list of some players that have really gotten off to a nice start and really, really nice. And I'm working on the eyeball test and comments from coaches and other players. One thing about other players will tell you who's really playing well and who's getting after it every day. One thing, there's no BS with the other players. They know right away who can play and who can't and who's got a chance to be good. They pick up on that. And apparently some of them aren't afraid to tell you what they think. If you get Tyreek, well, I'll tell you what. The national news made a big deal about Tyreek talking about A-Chan shouldn't be in on short yardage and goal line. We need our bigger backs. We got three big backs. Use them. He shouldn't be in there. And by the way, don't think I'm talking behind his back, everybody, before you go run to him. I've already told him the same thing. And so, you know, Coach commented on it, and Devon commented on it later. I just think, and the national media picked up on it, and it, you know, they go after Tyreek. Listen, Tyreek's going to say stuff, and it is going to make the news, and he's not going to stop. He's not capable of stopping. He's not. And second of all, they put up with it because he's really good and they need him. And it's that simple. Those are the two parts. He's going to say things a coach probably wish he wouldn't, even if he's joking around or if he's being honest. We don't need you to be honest. We got enough coaches to do that on how guys play. But we're going to put up with it as long as you're really good. And that's the situation. All right. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here. Before we hit this 7 o'clock hour this morning, Chris Perkins going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Perk. I do want to take a second here to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Miami, oh, well, I'll tell you what, they put together one of the great sports medicine programs in the country. They really have. You got great facilities with great doctors, a team of specialists for every part of the body. Any place that's been injured through sports, they've got doctors for. And there's a reason that Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all use those great specialists and team doctors that they have with the teams every day for the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, all those doctors. And the reason I bring it up, you're going to be able to see those same doctors as high school, college, and professional athletes are seeing. Hey, if you're active, you know this by now, sooner or later we all get injured. And when we do, it's nice to have great facilities and great doctors, and they have it. They have the total package. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do it today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.